Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites. Another roasted
of another show. Welcome to No Stage Left, episode 25. This past week brought a few losses of different kinds. The New York Times longtime theater critic, 24 years long, Ben Brantley announced that it was time for him to exit that powerful post. It seems an understandable moment, knowing what is or is not ahead. I met Brantley a few times at intermissions here or there, and I told him I appreciated that he paid so much attention not only to big Broadway productions, but to small off shows. He felt that was important. He also told me he did not like writing bad reviews, and his were rarely unduly harsh. Critics these days have less power than when there were fewer of them, but I would argue the New York Times still carries unusual weight. The other loss was the death of British actress Diana Rigg. She was admired by multiple generations. In the 60s, as sexy young Emma Peel in TV's Avengers, and in recent years as a shatterproof matriarch Olenna Tyrell in Game of Thrones. But she never lost her passion for performing live. I saw her in a few Tom Stoppard plays in London. She was sexy and charismatic as hell. And I was privileged to see her final stage appearance just last year in Lincoln Center Revival's revival of My Fair Lady. She got the most applause when she walked on and when she took her curtain call. Who knew that it would be her last one? The actual other news of the week involves the Pulitzer Prize for Drama. Usually a play must have performed on stage in a full production to be eligible. But this year, well, being what it is, a play can now also have been streamed or ready to be performed but canceled due to the pandemic. Not uncomplicated, obviously, so stay tuned. And last week I mentioned that theater companies are now starting to cautiously announce their 2021 schedules. Plan A, as in virtual, and Plan B is ready to go up on an actual stage. The latest include the Irish Rep, which starts September 22nd, offering works past and present, featuring performers like Bill Irwin and Carol Kane. You can check out Irish Rep's site for details. And the Goodspeed in Connecticut has also put out its schedule. This one, perhaps more realistically, not to begin until June of 2021. So, what did I watch this past week? Well, for starters, the third and supposedly final reunion of Richard Nelson's Apple family, called Incidental Moments of the Day. That one will remain on YouTube for at least a month. The Public Theater is the fictional family's usual home, but interestingly did not sponsor this one, apparently because the theater is busy dealing with its own current issues, though it gave its blessings for the family to move directly to YouTube. Now, if you are familiar with this clan of sisters, a brother, and a regular boyfriend, you will find enough satisfying and relatable nuggets here as they discuss their current emotions via Zoom. This is a room and the desk where I studied for the SATs as a grown man forced to stay with his parents. Plus, there's a bit of politics. If Andrew Cuomo is our voice of empathy, we're in trouble, says another character. The issue of depression comes up, as does race. Just because I'm white, does that make me racist? Asks one. Another quotes James Baldwin extensively. The mood here is one of awkward melancholy. A nice break is when they and we are treated to a spirited modern dance by a young woman zooming in from France. And thousands have been zooming into these. Also on YouTube, you should seek out MCC's Miscast, M-I-S-C-A-S-T, benefit of sorts. This 90-minute presentation is free, but donations pour in to help the company stay on its talented feet. This is one boffo number after another. The original cast of Hairspray opens with the telephone song from Bye Bye Birdie. Have you heard about Hugo and Kim? It's hilarious. Robert Fairchild dances beautifully on a roof while singing a big number from Sweet Charity. Adrienne Warren, the golden girl of the moment, knocks Before the Parade Passes By from Hello Dolly out of the park. Rob McClure is funny as hell as Mrs. Lovett baking the worst pies in London. Leslie Odom Jr. will break your heart singing from Once on This Island, as will young Isaac Powell, who plays Tony in the revived West Side Story. Here he sings On My Own from Les Mis. If miscast doesn't make you miss Broadway, nothing will. And whoever heard of the Billie Holiday Theater in Bed-Stuy? Not I, but I streamed an offering from there entitled 12 Angry Men and Women. This series of mostly monologues are dramatically performed by five actors, each enclosed in what look like telephone booths or maybe mini prisons on a city street. For more than an hour, they rotate telling stories of being stopped in multiple cities by white police officers for driving or walking while black. This is harrowing stuff. We have the right to do whatever they want us to do. One of my favorite actors, Wendell Pierce, is the known name here. He and all the others play several roles, anonymous folks, until we realize that one of the stories being told has a familiar name from heartbreaking news of late. I won't spoil more. Again, the place to find this is the Billie Holiday Theater. So, what to watch this upcoming week? Well, today, Monday at 5, Anna Deavere Smith leads a conversation for the Signature Theater, which they call Sig Space. She talks with Twilight Bay, an activist who inspired her award-winning work called Twilight Los Angeles. These conversations remain available on Signature's Facebook page. And there is yet another Theater of War presentation to support our indefatigable healthcare providers. This one is Women of Trachis, starring the great Amy Ryan. That's at 2 p.m. Wednesday Eastern Time. Scenes from the Greek play will be followed by a discussion with those toiling away with patients at Lenox Hill Hospital. Also on Wednesday, Generation Women starts presenting How I Live Now, Stories of a New Normal. These will be performed by actresses of different ages. But the offering that most excites me happens on Thursday, 7 p.m., called Bull Rusher, written by Aisa Davis. That was a finalist, apparently, for a Pulitzer. The reading features Andre Holland and Corey Stoll. It deals with an all-white community in San Francisco in the 50s that is deeply affected by the presence of a black girl from Alabama. Finally, I visited an art exhibit this week in Southampton, all about artists' reactions to the pandemic. Well, here is what one playwright wrote on a dark black background. I'm waiting for opening night. I'm waiting for kisses in the lobby, planted smack on cheeks, the spit of actors projecting to the cheap seats, the peanut gallery, the all of us. So those are words to hope by. The oft-used phrase now is that Zoom is not theater and theater is not Zoom. Always a handy reminder, Jill, but these days we are happy however we get it.
So, yes. Now, two things. One, Goodspeed doesn't usually open until
the summer.
Anyway. So that is A. B, were you able to pursue Sleepless, which is the musical that's actually opened in UK?
Well, I have one coming up. But it's not called Sleepless. It's from the UK. I ordered it through the Wallace, and that's coming up, I think, maybe in 2 weeks, if it's the same one I'm thinking of. But it's coming from the UK. But it's not called Sleepless.
It's not, because this is actually opened, and I think that this is fascinating. So I'm going to read, if you don't mind, from the website. It's the Troubadour Wembley Park Theatre, and it says, important information for our customers. Theater capacity will be reduced and seating arranged to comply with government social distancing regulations. You may purchase up to 4 tickets for individuals within a household or social bubble. Uh-huh. Customers and staff will be temperature checked upon entry. Customers will be required to wear face coverings. Payments within the theater will be contactless. Hand sanitizing stations will be available in the lobby and toilet areas. The venues will be deep cleaned after every performance. Troubadour Wembley Park is a spacious, modern, well-ventilated building. Ventilation will be increased to constantly renew the airflow. Social distance queuing and one-directional entry exit points will be used. Cast, crew, and venue staff will be tested regularly, and we will comply with all government, WHO, and Public Health England COVID-secure guidelines. Should you or any member of your party fall ill prior to a show, you can exchange tickets for a later performance with up to 2 hours' notice. Basta.
So, I'm still trying to understand. Is that in person, or is it
yes,
virtual?
Yes, it's in person.
Oh, that is in person.
Yep. That's why I was interested in it, because I know that you spoke about blindness, which was
blindness is a different yes
right. And at that time, there started to be noise about sleepless, and mentions, and that was going to be open. And since you know that just a bunch of money was put into the arts to keep them going there, like a ton. I just, watching, you know, watching sports, particularly seasonally appropriate sports, such as the NFL, and seeing certain
people.
Shows, absolutely, and certain shows are coming back with audiences, and so forth. So I just, sort of watching that. Emerge and
They're doing more in England. Maybe their theaters are, I mean, our theaters, our Broadway theaters, they have so much work to do in terms of whether it's ventilation and space, not only for the audience but for the actors. I mean, I've been backstage with Peter Gallagher and I said, wait a minute, you're the star of the show, this is your backstage.
It's pretty rudimentary. It's squished,
I mean, you know, he fell down the steps trying to make his entrance to the show, and he said backstage is the most dangerous place in America. So our theaters have a lot of work to do in terms of making it possible for the actors to feel comfortable, let alone getting people. But it might start happening. I don't know if you've talked, you know, you're in a much more outdoorsy place. New Yorkers are scared. They're scared of going back into a theater, I have to say. As they are now. But in the meantime, we're being kept very busy with all these people. But like they keep saying, theater is not Zoom, and Zoom is not theater. They said they had a big speech before the last Apple family one, where somebody came out to talk about that. So they don't want us to get too hooked on this because, you know, they want us to come back. And we will.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.